is for women that don't know how you survive. This last shout is for brothers like me who've done a lot of stuff wrong, but God still spares you and spares your children. If your kids got 10 fingers and 10 toes, if you kissed them this morning, if you kissed them before they died, if you loved them the best you could, don't just shout for you. Everybody, shout for your future children and your present children. 1, 2, 3, dance! Mother's Day. I know I preached about mothers. That's just called being relevant. But don't get it twisted. It's about Jesus today. And I had no idea on Mother's Day so many people would get saved in Akron. They just kept coming. So even though in a narrow sense I was preaching to mothers, the broader narrative is that Christ can change anybody. I gotta say this so I can sleep tonight. Please don't walk. Please, ushers, help me. If ain't nobody dead, you ain't gotta go to work. Don't walk. I wanna say this. I wanna come against the spirit of guilt on every mother in this room and the spirit of regret. It's worth saying again, at the risk of being redundant, I know mamas who raise their children perfect in Sunday school, in church, loved one man in front of them, prayed for them, and never left them, and they don't go to church at all, have not become what they could, don't honor God, having been raised in a godly home. Conversely, I know mamas who did everything wrong, and their mamas did everything wrong, and they are doctors, lawyers, pastors, changed in the world. You were not a good enough mama to make your kids good, and you were not a bad enough mama to make your kids bad. Whatever your child has become, don't take too much credit. Say thank you, Jesus. To everybody whose child is in the penitentiary, I'm not saying you couldn't have done something better. That's called real. But every child has to make their own choice. So all of you with children that are great, don't be patting yourself on the back. Say, thank you, Jesus. And everybody whose children aren't doing so great, just plead the blood over them and say, I did the best I could where I was at the time. That's all a person can do, is the best they can where they were. You did what you knew how to do. If you're here today and you're a man or a woman, and you're unsaved or unchurched, the devil's going to tell you it's too many people, it's Mother's Day. What if God knows? I promise y'all, next week, I think I got to do, watch this, 2 funerals in the same day. I'm running out of days. Tell me a church that does 2 funerals, 1 at 9 something, the other at 1, because we're running out of days. Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, people dying, and you don't have to be doing nothing wrong to die. I got one Saturday. We got 2, I think, coming up. Somebody just died on my way back from Akron. One of my mothers, they told me. On my way back from Akron, I got a text. Mother Strickland, somebody just, I said, what? If you're here today, you don't have to be doing nothing wrong to die. And you don't have to be old to die. Most funerals I do here, I don't know the last time I buried somebody over 70. I don't know. I'm sure I have, but I don't remember. All my funerals, 35 and under. 20, 15, 40 something. If you don't know Christ today, on this Mother's Day weekend, would you just make God's day? You'll make your wife happy, your husband happy, you'll make pastor happy. If you don't go to our church, if you're sitting in overflow, can we open those doors back there, ushers? Thank you. If you're sitting in the overflow, don't join on the low. I want you to start walking across the field and walk across the hallway, the narthex. If you're in this room and you don't go to our church, raise your hand, please, if you're visiting today. I know some of you came with your children. If you have a church you go to, kiss your pastor for me. Tell them I'm so glad you came today. But if you don't go to anybody's church right now, raise your hand, please. If you're not in church every Sunday somewhere, raise your hand. Please, don't lie to me. The Holy Spirit is looking. Raise your hand. If you've never been baptized, raise your hand. Raise your hand. I see. If you're already a Christian, but you don't belong to any church faithfully right now, raise your hand. Jesus Christ loves you. And if you raise your hand, I don't want you to worry about these cameras. I want you to come walking down the aisle fast as you can from everywhere. We'll wait on you. Come from next door right quick. Come on, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT-PCS, LT-PCS, NOW, NOW-SIL, and Private Duty Services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
The Overnight Groove keeps you moving all night long.
When the going gets tough, the tough get goings. Hey, Sinlaw, I'm attorney Jonathan Goins, and I'm committed to being there for you during tough times. Like when you're hurt after a car wreck, or you can't work after an 18-wheeler carelessly runs into the back of you. You need a lawyer who will stand and fight for you during a very difficult time in your life. That's why when the going gets tough, the tough get Goins. 318-787-5607. That's 318-787-5607. That's 787-5607.
Goins Law Firm is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.